Judges, chapter 15. But it came to pass after a while, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not allow him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that you had utterly hated her, therefore I gave her to your companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray you, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them harm. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took torches, and turned tail to tail, and put a torch in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the torches on fire, he let them go into the standing grain of the Philistines, and burned up both the shocks, and also the standing grain, with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, Who has done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife, and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up, and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said unto them, Though you have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And he struck them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock of Etam. Then the Philistines went up, and encamped in Judah, and spread themselves in Lehi. And the man of Judah said, Why are you come up against us? And they answered, To bind Samson are we come up, to do to him as he has done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock of Etam, and said to Samson, Know you not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that you have done unto us? And he said unto them, As they did unto me, so have I done unto them. And they said unto him, We are come down to bind you, that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, Swear unto me, that you will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spoke unto him, saying, No, but we will bind you securely, and deliver you into their hand, but surely we will not kill you. And they bound him with two new cords, and brought him up from the rack. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of a donkey, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men with it. And Samson said, With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had finished speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and called that place Ramath-Lehi. And he was very thirsty, and called on the Lord, and said, You have given this great deliverance into the hand of your servant, and now shall I die for thirst, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God split a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water out of it, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived, therefore he called the name thereof Enhaker, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years.